You are is where you belong. Sometimes in my early years, I would look at the MC and be like, that's kind of a cool job. Oh, I could never do that. We don't need to compare where other people are. In fact, I would turn the mic over right now. But this is my job, and I'm grateful because of what God has done for me in preparing to do this. And so God has something for each of you right where you're at, and it's no less important than any other role, and that is for each one of us to hear loud and clear. And guess, that means you. I also remember early on looking at women in City of the Lord and being like, ooh-wee, they're holy. They are so holy, I could never be that holy. And you know what? We're working on it. But we're no more holy than you, and we were no more chosen than you, and you belong here. And you are as much a piece of this puzzle of this whole retreat, and don't let Satan mess with that, girls. Enough said on that? I'm shaking. Okay. Email this morning. Update on Michael. From Randy and Eileen. For those of you who just got here, we did talk about this last night, and we are not running in fear on this one. We stand in solidarity with the Spendlers. Update from them today. Michael's surgery went fine. He has a massive tumor pressing into his spine and is in a lot of pain. Pain medication can only dull the pain so much. Monday's a big day in the start of Michael's healing. Chemotherapy should start Monday. Please pray that the doctors select the exact type and dose of chemo that will start to quickly kill the tumors in Michael's body, in particular the one pressing on his spine. The type of chemo that will likely be used has the risk of damaging his hearing and lungs. Please pray for no lasting side effects from his treatments. Michael is a fighter, and his attitude and outlook are as positive as could be under the circumstances he is in. Please pray that Michael continues to trust in the Lord for his hope and perseverance. Then it goes on to talk about visitors. They're welcome, especially in this waiting mode. Call Eileen and Randy to coordinate. You could also send Michael a text, and it gives his cell phone number, which I thought was extremely cool, to let him know you are praying for him. And I'm sure they wouldn't have put that if they didn't ask him first. So that means us older people with cell phones are welcome to text Michael, and that is really cool. And I'm going to do it. So let me just say, as a nurse, chemo in general can damage hearing and lungs. So that is not something in particular. And we have some people very aware, huh, Peggy? Yeah, amen. And you're here.
Yeah.
Right on. So, yeah. Yeah. So chemo is a nasty drug, but it does what we need it to do to kill bad cells. Sandy Shell's nodding. She knows. So I just wanted to preface that because his battle is similar to so many, and that statement isn't something to be worried about more than normal. Just we're going to fight this with him. Enough said? Okay. Okay, that story I mentioned. Sorry. Thanks for just letting me be me. Okay, so this is what the Lord said to me this week. I would love to say that I slow down and listen, but for any of you that know me even a tiny bit, I don't. I try. And so I'm on the way to work this week, and my daughter Corinne this summer handed me a CD and said, "Here, Mom, I think you might like this. Teresa, who's one of her best friends, made it for me, and it's really good." And so I played it one time this summer, and I was like, it's all right, you know. So I'm driving to work, and it's in the CD player, and I hit it because Matt Maher's Litany is right after this talk. And I love to just run that over and over. And for some reason, the first track started playing, and I'm like, maybe I'll listen again. Maybe I'll give it another whirl. Because the first time, it didn't really speak to me. And lo and behold, it was the word for me for this weekend. So the Lord tracked me down and gave me what he needed me to hear. And that's what he's looking to do with all of us this weekend, I'm certain. So let me see if I can paraphrase this great story, because I'm not a great storyteller. So for those of you who know my husband, Peter, he is my rock, well named, and I am so very little without him. I really believe that. And God picked him for me. He settles me and he calms me and he advocates for me and he truly is my hero. So let's just say that Peter and I have a relationship, this is pretend, where rarely do we touch, very little intimacy, but every day, and I love him, just like I told you. Every day, I greet him in the morning. Oh, I love you so much. And then I read him a poem. And then just as he's about to respond to me, gotta go. And then I go about my day. And then I check in with him. I'll text him and tell him how much he means to me at lunch. And then I'll move on about my day. And when he responds in text, I don't read it. I'm busy. And then we come home for the day and we manage our family and I go to look him in the eyes, but then I get distracted. And then I read him another poem and I tell him, you're the best. I love you. You're who I live for. Thank you. And just as he opens his mouth to respond to me, I got to take care of one of the kids. I'll be right back. Well, no matter who you are and where you are in life, I would just question, is that by any slim chance how you're running your relationship with God? We have to take the time to let him respond. And that's the primary goal of this weekend. I'm shaking. This is from God. So we're going to challenge you in new ways. Not that the way we pray is wrong. Change is hard. But don't leave this weekend without listening in a different way. That's really what we're here about. And we got some 27 hours left. Let's use them. When God is talking to you, write it down. If that's your style, you don't have to. But if you write it down, ask God if it's for the body or if it's just for you. And if it's for the body, meaning all of us, then go to Carolyn LeBeau and Pam. Can you guys raise your hands again, just in case some of our guests? Is Carolyn in the room? Okay. Ask who Carolyn is if you can't find Pam. Layout for the day. Okay. There will be reflections or teachings, and then at times you'll be given reflection questions, and then we'll have adoration. We're not having perpetual adoration. It will be exposed at certain times. The goal is to stay in the room and listen to what God says for you. So if you're like me, you're trying to fold a load of laundry, clean the microwave, carpool, and go to adoration at the same time. So we're just in adoration today during those times. And for me last night, God was not speaking. He was teaching me to sit still. Because when he does say something, he wants me to be ready. So it doesn't mean you failed if he's not saying anything. Maybe he's just teaching you to sit still. Okay? And there's power being together too. Maybe your openness is affecting God's work in someone else at that moment. So go with it. If you need to get up and move, great. But don't lose the moment and the opportunity. If you need to go walk, walk, but walk alone, because We only got like 27 hours to do something really big here and let God do a different work in us that's a little different than perhaps some of us are used to. Coolio? All right. I am thrilled that Claire Van Brunt is here. Claire, where are you? Come on up, girl.